Nolte, director Paul Thomas Anderson crybabies over legal use of Phantom Thread score in Melania. By John Nolte on February 9, 2026. One battle after another, director Paul Thomas Anderson and composer Johnny Greenwood are crybabying over the legal use of a piece of Phantom Thread score in the hit documentary Melania. Although the filmmakers behind the First Lady's documentary have not been accused of doing anything wrong, these two are still laughably demanding the piece of score be removed. Here's what's really happening. Paul Thomas Anderson is hoping to win an Oscar this year for One Battle After Another, which is his pro-terrorist remake of The Racist Birth of a Nation, 1915. And this is what you must do when you want an Oscar. You must use every opportunity to prove you are a proud, unthinking member of the left's hive mind. It has come to our attention that a piece of music from Phantom Thread has been used in the Melania documentary, both men said in a statement. While Johnny Greenwood does not own the copyright in the score, Universal failed to consult Johnny on this third-party use, which is a breach of his composer agreement. As a result, Johnny and Paul Thomas Anderson have asked for it to be removed from the documentary. What a crock. If it is indeed true that Universal failed to consult Johnny, then Johnny and Polly need to cry baby to Universal for breach of contract, not to the filmmakers behind Melania, who obviously got the proper clearances. This is nothing more or less than Anderson and Greenwood pandering to Oscar voters in the Hollywood Borg. You'll note that, at least as of now, there's no legal action being taken against Universal. Even though, if anyone did anything wrong here, it was Universal. But Anderson and Greenwood don't really care about this alleged breach of contract. They are just looking for an excuse to prove their fealty to Hollywood's leftist plantation, and they found one. Plus, if they dared to remain silent about the music cue, the fascists who run Hollywood might interpret their silence as complicity, which would mean the end of their careers. No word yet if Johnny Greenwood will return the money he might have made from this license deal. Maybe he can donate to leftists losing their jobs over the Epstein Files organization. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.